Hey, baby. I'm about to head out. You need anything? You sure? You've been typing away in here for hours. You don't need a little treat or something from the store? Okay, well, then I'm just stopping at the post office and then the barn. I have a riding lesson at 4, so it'll be a little while. What? With John, why? What is it? Just got a weird look on your face, is all. Are you actually working in here? Did I walk in on something, or? Right. Is it John? Really, you don't need to. Okay. I must have just mesmerized you in my riding boots and breeches then. Oh shit. Oh shit. Okay. You are such a fucking hornball, you know that? Yeah, I might have said that. Just a time or two, yeah. Because I love that you're the way you are. I love it. Really. Hey, Mr. Grabby Hands. I was trying to be sweet. Don't make me restrain you. I could. You don't think I could? Or you don't think I would? Did you forget where I'm going? I handle 1,200-pound animals every day, and I have no problem reminding them of their manners when they overstep their bounds. You don't intimidate me. Maybe you should. Right. Okay, what does that mean, You are so full of it. You are so full of it. You are, and rather rude. Maybe I need to remind you of your manners too. Huh? What is this going on down here? What is this? Is that idea appealing? Oh, whatever. I can kind of tell when you're holding me on your lap. You like a little power play, is that it? Okay. Well, you learn something new every day. I can roll with that. It's okay. Fuck the post office. The package can wait. There's another package that needs attention more urgently. Yeah. Okay, but you take yours off too, okay? I want to look at your sexy shoulders while you're feeling my tits up. It is a serious bra. These babies need to be on lockdown when I'm ready. Having them bounce all over the place is not cool. Okay, go ahead and savor that mental image while you fumble with the hooks there, buddy. Oh, I did it. Good job. It's cold in here. It's cold in here. No. No. Warm them up with your mouth. Yeah. Yeah, I'll do that again. Oh God, you feel so good. How often do they say you're supposed to take a break from screen time? Like every hour or something, right? You must be way overdue. You want me to help you get your blood flowing again? Okay. Okay, take your pants off. Here, I'll get up. Take them off. All the way off. Yeah, those two. I love the way it feels in my mouth. And everywhere else too. All right, so you might be into power dynamics, huh? How do you feel about whips? You probably didn't know that about me, did you? Thing is, whips are misunderstood sometimes. They aren't necessarily intended to cause pain. They're meant to be a tool. An extension of the body, an aid to my voice, and to my hands. My legs to help communicate exactly what I want. It's a tool to awaken your sensitivity. You realize there just so happens to be one sticking out of my bag there, right in the hallway. Yeah, actually, I know you did because I saw your eyes flick to it the moment I said the word with. Got you. Just the presence of it exerts a little pressure. It's magical. Shall I fetch it, baby? Should I go unzip my bag and bring it over here to experiment with? Do you want that? Okay. You keep stroking for me. The lunge whips are all at the barn, unfortunately. The long lash would have been really fun to drag all around your body. This is a very nice dressage whip. Not to be mistaken for a crop. The short little ones with the flat folded tip dissipates the force. Those do make quite an enjoyable slap. But this one, 42 inches long, she has a much better reach, doesn't she? Beautiful little silver mushroom button on the handle. Yeah, isn't it pretty? And purposeful. You don't want her slipping out of your grip when things start speeding up. Nice and stiff the whole length until the very tip. See here? This bit of lash at the end with the fuzzy little tassel. Oh, we can have fun with that, baby. I know where a lot of your sensitive places are. But have I found all of them yet? That's the question. You still have some secrets, don't you? And see, when I bring it closer, it doesn't even need to quite touch your skin. You feel it, yes. Friend or foe? Guide or punisher. It could be used as a weapon in the wrong hands, couldn't it? That escalated quickly. Yes, it did. Keep stroking. Don't worry, darling. I have a very light hand when I want to. As gentle as possible, and as firm as necessary, as the saying goes. And the only thing that I want to make you feel is pleasure. A bit of pleasurable surprise, perhaps. But having your trust is very important to me. Your confidence that I'm here to make you feel desired and accepted and safe in telling me everything that you need or crave or don't like, you can always tell me that too, okay? I'd never hurt you. Unless you wanted me to. Asked me to. You might even have to beg. But don't mistake me for a pushover either. Got it? Good. Shall we test her out? Yeah. Second thoughts. You didn't realize your girl had quite so much torque in these little wrists. The trick is relaxing the joint and staying supple. But you probably know all about wrist action, huh? For a second there, I thought you looked a little skittery. My skittery little hornball. Don't worry. She's all bark, no bite. Well, a little bite. Okay, she can bite. Kidding. I'm kidding. Or am I? I'm sorry, love. It's just so much fun playing with you. I've never seen you quite like this before. Okay, here we go. I'll show you on myself first, okay? On my leg. See? Just enough to sting, but sting good. I didn't hit that hard. But she left her calling card behind. She's very good at leaving marks. What do you think, Do you want me to mark you as mine, love? I told you I'd repay you for that hickey eventually. Except my marks will be hidden, unlike the purple monster you gave me. What are we, in high school? I had to wear turtlenecks to work for a week. No, only you and I will know that these marks exist. Our secret. Lay on the bed for me, sweet boy. Turn over so you're on your stomach. Perfect. Now, just relax. Let yourself melt into the blankets. Let your limbs soften until they're as limp as spaghetti. Feel my hands rubbing over your shoulders, kneading the muscles running along your spine. You really have beautiful legs, you know. Now, feel the tickle of that tassel sweeping down your skin from the base of your neck, meandering down your back, across your hips from left to right. Spread your legs a bit wider, baby. That's good. You know, in the interest of retribution, I think it's only fair that you receive a little tap for each day of that work week. 5 days of turtlenecks for me, 5 smacks for you. I'm a reasonable woman. At least you have a say in this. You didn't ask me if I wanted a gigantic bruise on my neck. Looked like a goddamn lamprey attacked me in my sleep. Maybe a little twang on your backside will help remind you to keep control of yourself next time. Ready? The first one will be gentle. Just here across the back of your thighs, right where I'm rubbing, okay? How is that, baby? Not too much? Oh, that's right. I forgot. You're the big, strong man. And I'm just a girl. A girl who wants you to think of her when you sit down an hour from now. To think of her when you see yourself in the bathroom mirror tomorrow. And when you get into your car for work on Monday, and you feel these marks each time you push your leg down on the gas, you'll be thinking of me. And you'll be thinking about the way it nourished your soul to let go and relinquish all control for just a little while. I'm happy to pick up those reins, sweet boy. I'll take care of you. I'll kiss and caress these puffy stripes forming across your calves, your thighs, the cheeks of your ass. I'll take care of everything. And I'll make sure you come. Now turn back over so I can get on top and see your eyes and kiss your face. You're so fucking hot. And both my hands are free now to take yours and trap your wrists up here, like this. While I grind you into oblivion. You want to peel my breeches off? You want to see the naughty little turquoise thong I'm wearing under here? You want to yank it to the side and bury your fingers in all my hottest places? I want that too. See, these tall boots are a bitch and a half to get on and off, and I really should get going. John will be waiting. I'm glad we had this little talk. I love you so much. I know. The meanest. So mean. Will you do me one small favor? When you're all finished with your computer work, actually totally finished, you're going to text me a picture of your perfect, gorgeous cock and tell me exactly what you were thinking about when you took it. Touch yourself all you want, but no coming yet. And then when I get back home, we'll really play, okay? No clothes, no holding back, I promise. That cum is mine. See you later, darling.